Well, you mentioned earlier, really, about horses, traveling by horses. I had heard years ago that horses were attacked by mosquitoes and it would drive them crazy. It seems to get in their eyes and they would just bang their head against trees. Is there anything to that? Do you know anything about that? Had you ever heard?
Yeah, I guess that is probably true, that the mosquitoes would drive them crazy. Speaking of horses, it reminds me of a story Hosey told about the roadhouse keepers and the teamsters that would freight from Valdez to Fairbanks in the wintertime. And he dealt about how they'd come into a roadhouse and eat and go to bed, and the roadhouse keeper, I guess his wife asked when she should wake these men to get them on the road again. He says, any time after they go to sleep, he says, they don't know how long they slept. <sleep. laughs>
Well, Chris, can you enlarge anything more on Riley Erickson? Now, he was, in my opinion, quite a fellow running the roadhouse at Central.
Well, he was a fine little man, well liked by everyone. How a small man could get by in those early days when they had to pack everything in on their backs, I don't know, but he had a lot of stuff in his roadhouse he brought down from the early days in Dawson. I recall he had packages of dried eggs. And I guess there was nothing worse than trying to eat those things. And I don't know if he's in business up in Dawson or not, but he had a lot of old clothing and old shoes that had come from the 1800s. He had quite a collection.